It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
From Los Angeles back in the 1970s to St. Louis back in the late 1990s, early 2000s, and then back to Los Angeles in the late 2010s to the 2020s. From the fearsome foursome to the greatest show on turf, to just simply the LA Rams. That's Super Bowl 34, Super Bowl 56. Ram fans across the nation, Ram fans across the world, the playmaker Donnell Salins here, and you have turned into Ramly Talk. Horns up, Rams house, let's go. Time to talk Rams football.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, and Rams Nation, welcome to this week's edition of Ramly Talk with your host Donna the Playmaker Salins here. It's gonna be one of them shows because the Rams lost another game, and they lost it to the year for the Cardinals in the battle back of quarterbacks. Took another L during that game. And then I got to witness some interesting stuff inside of Rams Nation. That was directed at me, by the way, to be honest. And then we do have a game coming up on the road in a very familiar place of the last time that caused some controversy. I mean, So that's a lot to get into. So, without further ado, let me recap what took place at SoFi Stadium this past Sunday. The Arizona Cardinals comes walking in without Kyler Murray, Colt McCoy gets the start against the struggling Rams, without Matthew Stafford, John Woodward is the starter. It's the battle of the backup quarterbacks. We have a veteran and Colt McCoy versus a, I can't call John Woodson a veteran. He's not a rookie, though. Just a backup quarterback. I'm just going to keep it at that. In a game where the Rams, all the Cardinals couldn't afford to lose, so somebody was going to suffer a big humiliating loss like this one. And you know, both teams started out kicking early field goals on their opening drives. And then the Cardinals whipped off 14 in a row. The James Conner 4-yard touchdown run and an AJ Green 6-yard touchdown pass on Colt McCoy to take a 17-3 lead. But the Rams did respond after halftime with a Darrell Henderson 4-yard touchdown run to cut the lead to 17-7. And then from that point forward, it was the Cardinals. Conner, another touchdown from 9 yards out, 24-10. A field goal for Cardinals, 2017, until finally, in the waning seconds of the game, Van Jefferson actually showed up and scored. As the final score, Arizona 27, LA Rams 17. Cardinals have moved up to 4-6 in the division, and the Rams got to the bottom of the basement of the NFC West at 3-6. We are through 10 weeks into the season, and the Rams are at the bottom of the NFC West. The Rams, damn near at the bottom of the NFC, period. lucky enough for the Rams, you have teams like Detroit, that's down there. Teams like Chicago, that's down there. Carolina Panthers. So basically, we have the same work as the Detroit Lions, but Detroit was a tiebreaker for us. And we're just a half game better than the Panthers, the Saints, and the Bears. Because all three of them are 3-7, and we are 3-6. The Super Bowl defending champions are fourth from the bottom in the NFC. Lucky for us, the NFL as a whole, we have three more teams in the AFC that are 3-7 or worse than us. The Jacksonville Jaguars, 3-7. The Las Vegas Raiders, 2-7. And the Houston Texans, 1-7-1. Oh, and by the way, the more work that we do, the better we have the Detroit Lions for the Detroit Lions. Now, let's talk so as of right now, at the season, what's the end of the AFC? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Detroit will have a 9th pick and an 8th pick. According to the tire league standings, they have our first round pick for that. Matthew Stafford trading to everybody. So we're looking at an 8th and a 9th pick for the Detroit Lions. Back-to-back picks in the first round for the Detroit Lions. Was Ellen Morgan to make them get even better? Because Detroit Lions are playing some football. But back to the Rams. And this game now is not surprising us. Surprising to me. Colt McCoy, 26 for 37, 238, and a touchdown. Very efficient. Very particular with the ball. As he's supposed to be as a backup quarterback. James Conner, 21 carries, 69 yards, 2 touchdowns. DeAndre Hopkins, 10 catches, 98 yards. For the Rams, John Walker, 24 for 36, 212, and a touchdown and an interception. Cam Akers leading rushing with 6 carries and 20 yards. But Darren Hilson was the one who got a touchdown. Tyler Higbee, 8 catches for, I believe it was 73 yards. Allen Robinson had 4 catches for 44 yards. Cam Wilson, 3 catches for 30 yards. Green Jones, 3 catches for 27 yards and that touchdown. Aaron Henson had 6 catches for 21 yards and that touchdown that we mentioned earlier. The worst game in Cooper Kupp's history, we had 3 catches and negative 1 yards. So somebody found a way to shut down Cooper Kupp. Throwing the backup quarterback. And speaking of Cooper Kupp, it goes from bad to worse for us. An inaccurate pass from John Wofford late in the game. And Cooper Kupp gets rolled on by Marco Wilson. Now Cooper Kupp has a high ankle sprain that will require surgery. And Cooper Kupp will go on IR for the next 4 weeks at least. So he's going to miss this week's game. Week 12, week 13. And week 14. And it could be longer because in week 14, who knows where we'll be at record-wise or in the playoff hunt rise, if we are in the playoff hunt. That'll leave week 15, 16, 17, and 18. So Cooper Kupp's going to miss for the next 8 games at least. We'll be at the halfway point of the 4th game. We'll determine if the Rams should bring Cooper Kupp back or just let him continue to heal on that ankle for the rest of the season and during the offseason. Which is something that we are not accustomed to, which it was damning to see that play. It was more losses than we accounted for. But Cooper Kupp is a nice person. He had put on Twitter, thanks to everyone who has reached out and sent prayers. This is unfortunate, just part of the game. I appreciate having a trusted medical team around me. I'm going to get this thing fixed, then get back to work. So that's another loss that we suffered. Not only losing the game to the Arizona Cardinals, which is like two losses to the team that we have dominated and failed to in a very disappointing season. Then we lose our best player on the team. We picked up for at least 4 weeks to an ankle sprain. It was very, very disturbing. Very disturbing. But these things happen. And when these things happen, we have to adjust accordingly to them and have to move on with our. So going forward, we have to see if Allen Robinson can finally find his footing with the Rams. Can Van Jefferson show up like he's supposed to show up when we will expect him to come back? Tyler Higbee needs to step up more. Ben Skowronek is going to have to step up more. The receivers and tight ends on the Rams are going to have to step up further more now. Especially in this coming week. Dates with the Saints, Chiefs, Packers, Seahawks twice, Chargers. Okay. I'm just naming the team off the top of my head. Denver Broncos. I think that's all. We got Seahawks twice. We got Saints, Chiefs, we got Packers, we got Chargers, we got the Broncos, and the Raiders. Those are the 8 games that are remaining. It's a season cup when I can step up and have a Cooper Cup. I will get to the Matthew Stafford news when I get to preview week 11 opponent, which is still on the road. We have 2 road games coming up before we are back home to begin a key stretch that I thought would be a very key stretch for us. Apparently, everything else beforehand doomed that, but 2 road games and then that key stretch that I talked about between the Seattle games at home and then being on the road. That stretch will be beginning with the home game at Seattle, but that's in a few weeks now. But before I get to that, I'm going to take a quick break. When I come back, we got a trace of what happened inside Rams Nation. Oh, so shit. The Playmakers Bar is proudly to announce that is lettered a partnership deal with Paramount Plus. Paramount Plus. Stream live sports from any device that you have, whether it is your computer, laptop, or even your cellular device. Catch breaking news live when it happens and enjoy a mountain of entertainment from movies to shows to whatever you love doing. Paramount Plus. Plan starts at $4.99 a month, but right now you can get a free trial. Just hit that link below with the Playmakers blog and start your free trial right now. Paramount Plus, mountains of entertainment. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Rambly Talk. Now, we got the recap out the way. Let's go to social media, shall we? Because I put a post out there, and all hell broke loose. Which is interesting to me. Very interesting to me. So, you know, I didn't put it in the proper term. I would say that. Rams, we're going to go down as the worst Super Bowl champions. Now, some people took it with coming with a joke and not joke back with them. Had a little fun with them. What we do. But the reigning defending Super Bowl champions, that all be lost. Rams currently sit at 3-6 on the season. A team that was the reigning defending champ not making back to the playoffs is nothing new. But the thing is, it doesn't happen that often. It really doesn't. But the worst team to do it was the Denver Broncos after winning Super Bowl 50, when Peyton Manning rode off to the sunset, and Brock Osweiler became the quarterback of the Denver Broncos. And they went 6-10. That was a quarterback change. You know, Von Miller, we're from the draft, but you just didn't have Peyton Manning. Rams in this case, he won the Super Bowl. OBJ didn't want to join the Super Bowl. He hasn't re-signed, and he probably won't re-sign, but he's not on the team. Von Miller takes his talents to Buffalo, where they all sit, was riding high until the last 2 weeks. But other than that, you still got Matthew Stafford, still got Cooper Kupp, still got Cam Akers, Darren Henderson, Andrew Whitworth did retire. That's just the offensive side. Still got Tyler Higbee on the defense side. Still got Aaron Donald. Still got Jalen Ramsey. You bring in Bobby Wagner. You bring back Troy Hill. Still got Leonard Floyd. Pretty much the core of the Los Angeles Rams is still there. And then Sean McVay still came back and signed an extension.
Yeah, that's
going to
be interesting.
So, when you look at it, Los Angeles Rams should be my friend 16-10 season. Season!
So when I say worse, I mean worse because we lose a lot of deep personnel. Yeah, OBJ gone, Von Miller gone, Andrew Whitworth retired, but the core of this team, the core, Cooper Kupp, Donald, Ramsey, Stafford, Floyd, are still there. Cooper Kupp, Tyler Higbee, still there. This team looks better. Sean McVay, I don't know. Is this really a Super Bowl hangover if there is sustained? Because this team doesn't look like a team that was winning. And plus, talking about line offensive line lineups in this game. And I thought that's a different lineup than every game we played. But 3-6. Probably going to be another one when we play Sunday. That might be 10 different offensive line combinations to start the game. That have a big part of it. I know that, but still. This has got to be the worst-looking defending Super Bowl champions I have ever seen. And for me to say that is me saying that I am seeing what I'm seeing. This is what I'm saying. I am speaking. But some of you don't like people when they speak facts, when it's negative facts at that. You know, some people want to say that I'm bitching. No, I'm not. I'm speaking facts. This is what I'm saying on the field. This is the team that I'm looking at week in and week out. This is not what we expected as the Super Bowl defending champions. Like most of the teams that won Super Bowl, they playoff the ball. I go back to Tampa Bay. They won the Super Bowl. They won for us and Cooper Kupp and Matthew Stafford. They probably would have been back-to-back Super Bowl champions. But we not them. Kansas City, when they beat the 49ers to win the Super Bowl, they made it back and had to play Tampa. In Tampa, you know? So I can go back. Who won 2019 Super Bowl? Because I can keep going back here. Proving my point here. The New England Patriots. They won in 2019. How did the New England Patriots finish the season before? Well, I think that's the season Tom Brady left Cam Newton came in. And they just missed the playoffs. I think they had just missed the playoffs. I think it was like, what record did they have? 79? Yeah, 79. They just missed the playoffs. But that's a big change. You going from Tom Brady, the GOATs, to Cam Newton. And Cam Newton ain't been the same since that Super Bowl loss that I brought up in Super Bowl 50 with the Broncos. That's who the Broncos beat in Super Bowl 50. But they went 7-9. And they weren't that far off from making the playoffs, to be honest. They really wasn't. You know, when that happened, you had things on them. Who won the Super Bowl in 2018? That would be Philly, right? Yeah, that would be Philly. How did Philly look in 2018? I said Philly made the playoffs that damn year. And I forgot who took them in the playoffs. I think it was the Saints. Was it the Saints that beat them? Yeah, they went 9-7. Nope, they lost to the Seattle Seahawks. 9-7. 9-17. I mean, we just went back 4 years. 4 years, you said. Now, if you want me to, I can keep going back there, though. You go back to that Denver Broncos team. They went 6-10 with Brock Osweiler, quarterback. But a quarterback change took place. Just like we've been moving. A quarterback change took place. We didn't have a quarterback change. We still got Matthew Stafford. So technically, you can look at it and we probably don't have no excuse to do it every week. But yeah, different offensive linemen,
in every single game. And Andrew Whitworth's replacement, Joe Noteboom, he's done for the season with an Achilles injury. I brought that up several times. I brought that up on multiple shows over our offensive line being in shambles. But still, Matthew Stafford's still there. Cup is still there. Henderson's still there. Mangus's still there. Tyler Higbee is still there. And Jefferson's finally come back. You haven't seen much from Allen Robinson when he signed it, after he signed his deal. This offense looks terrible, and Sean McVay is still calling the plays. That's the offensive genius that he's supposed to be. Now, I did have my issue with the demon because he's playing the soft ass code, but he's still playing the soft ass code up for the one Morris. But when the offense, and I hate to do this, I really hate to do this to y'all, so since y'all want to call me out and want to try to jump down my throat and speak facts and stuff. Do y'all know what the Rams are averaging on offense in points per game? Do y'all know? I can tell you. 16.4 points per game. This is the Los Angeles Rams we're talking about. Can barely score 2 touchdowns a game. Total offense is 306. It's 307 per game. And most of them have been passing game at 239 passing and 68 yards rushing. And yet, y'all are mad at me because I post what I post. I'm doing this, I'm bitching. If you want to cheer a winning team, we'll cheer for Philly. This has nothing to do about cheering for a winning team. It has something to do about being a journalist, being an analyst, being a true fan that's not afraid to speak the truth of what is being put out on the field on every Sunday. Yeah. Y'all don't like when the truth is spoken about the team that we all are. Some of y'all don't understand. In the South, we speak differently in the South than we do in the West. Y'all don't like the fact that when it's being out there in public viewing for the world to see, but when somebody inside the nation puts it out there, it's a terrible thing to say. Like, we can't speak facts of what we're seeing here, but yet and still, we have to know and be honest with ourselves. The Rams are killing. The reigning defending Super Bowl champions look god awful. And it's on the offensive end that is the problem. Which is hard to believe because Sean McVay and what he has done since he became the Rams head coach with this offense has been nothing but amazing to watch in front of. You know, people telling me to stop crying. I'm lame. There's nothing lame about telling the truth here, okay? The truth should set you free, if you know this. But some of you guys inside Rams Nation don't want to know that. This has nothing to do with me trying to change on the Rams. This has everything to do with me to do what I do best. And that's to speak the facts that I see as it's played out for me. And is what has been playing out for me is that the reigning defending Super Bowl champions look like the worst Super Bowl champion the following year that I have ever watched in my life. And I hate saying that because that's my own team. Been around since the greatest show on turf. Kurt Warner, Marshall Faulk, Isaac Bruce, Torrey Holt, you know? When Dick Vermeil, who was just inducted in the Hall of Fame this past class, was the head coach before passing on to his offensive coordinator, Mike Marks, with, you know, Mark Bolger being that quarterback, and the Rams were still riding high until the double overtime loss in the divisional round to the Carolina Panthers. No, NFC Championship game lost to the Carolina Panthers. At the Edward Jones Dome in St. Louis. When he was the Carolina Panthers, we got a matchup with the New England Patriots, and not the Rams getting that rematch with the New England Patriots. that rematch comes further down the line when Jerry probably trying to fake his decision, as we all know, in the ATL. Okay? Trust me, I know my Rams history, okay? I had to go back and take a look at Eric Dickerson and Jack Youngblood when the Fistful Foursome was a tandem to deal with on the defensive line. Okay? This is what happens. You have to take the good, the bad, and the ugly. But you still have the right to call it out. See it. Okay? Just because you don't want to hear it or see it doesn't mean it's not there. Things have to be called out. Things have to be put into the light. Like they always say, whatever's done in the dark always comes to the light. And when it comes to the light, it's the fact that the Rams look pathetic as the reigning defending Super Bowl champions. And it must be said, because guess what? Everybody is already seeing it. Okay? And it's time for us to admit what's going to happen. This is ugly. This is ridiculous. But it is the facts of what we're seeing this season. Okay? Yes, we achieved the ultimate goal last year. Yes, we gave up picks left and right to bring the team together to win a Super Bowl. And the Super Bowl has been accomplished and achieved. It has been achieved. You are in the city of angels, Los Angeles. The Lakers are terrible. The Dodgers choke in the playoffs every single season. You have the Clippers, and we don't know what to think about the Clippers because most people in LA don't care about the Clippers because it's an LA Lakers town. You have the Chargers. Most people don't care about the Chargers because the Chargers should be in San Diego still. But people care. And the 49ers and the Lakers. Out of all the teams, they'll probably go in football in terms of sports. Lakers will be number one. Probably the Raiders. Okay? Then the Dodgers, the Rams, the Clippers, and the Chargers. Okay? And nobody gives a crap about the Lakers. Okay? I ain't throw the Kings in there, but I don't know what the Kings call it. But when it comes to the Rams, okay, this is a terrible, and I do mean terrible, season. And you have to point it out because that's what I do. This is my third season doing Ramley Talk, and most of y'all know who have been loyal listeners to this program know that I tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, because that is the mantra of the Playmakers Live Sports Network. So even when it's ugly and when it's bad, you know I'ma call it out. You know I'ma say something. Y'all heard me last year when I went off when we lost to the 49ers twice, when we lost at Green Bay. Y'all heard me go off because I know if we're gonna win a championship, we gotta throw through certain teams that we have to exercise our demons, which they exercise in the NFC Championship when we beat the 49ers to get to the Super Bowl. We got the Green Bay Packers coming up on a Monday Night Football game, but we gotta go to Lambeau Field in a few weeks. Okay? This is the kind of stuff that happens. But Rams Nation, for those of you fans, get over it. There are some of us who don't mind posting the truth of what we are seeing. Doesn't mean you need to question our fandom. Doesn't mean you need to come at us disrespectfully, okay? Because guess what? We are seeing what we are seeing. And we are not afraid to call it out or what we are seeing. And I'm not going to stop calling out what I am seeing. Because when we had last season, ain't none of y'all got on me when I went off on the Rams. None of y'all. Because y'all understand that goal at hand was to win the Super Bowl. Everybody was on one accord, but now the Rams look like this. I want to call people out because they saying what they are saying. Because this is what we seeing. The reason why we saying what we saying. The Rams are on the verge of having the worst season by a reigning defending Super Bowl champion in NFL history. The mark is the Denver Broncos at 6-10. We have 8 games remaining. Do we have 3 wins in there or 4 wins in there to get us past that mark? So having a 7-11 season. Because when I come back from this break, we're going to preview the San Diego game.
The Playmakers Blog is proudly to announce that it is sponsored by Fanatics. Fanatics, where you can get all your official license, sports gear, memorabilia, whether it's for the National Football League, the National Basketball Association, Major League Baseball, National Hockey League, or even International Soccer League, or even college sports. So rep your team. Rep the hardware. Get comfortable. Because Fanatics is the way to go. Where sports fans shop and official license everything.
Alright, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Rambly Talk. Before I get into previewing our game this week, shout out to Fanatics for being a sponsor for us. Shout out to Paramount Plus for being a sponsor for us. We do have a new sponsor that I haven't gotten around to. That would be Lids. Thank you to Lids.com for being a sponsor for us. Get all your hats, your fitted hats, all kind of hats, and even other type of sportswear from Lids.com. That link will be down in the show notes as well. We're thankful to have them as a new sponsor. Those of you who want to donate to the Playmakers Blog Sports Network, you can. Our Cash App is in the show notes as well. So I appreciate all the support that I have been getting through all these years of doing sports podcasting, sports radio, all the good stuff that it is. But now it's time to get to previewing Sunday. Ladies and gentlemen, Sunday's game is the first time we have seen this team since our NFC division, our NFC championship matchup with them in the Superdome. For those of you who don't know, we can go back to 2019. It was the Los Angeles Rams when Jared Goff was at quarterback against Drew Brees and the New Orleans Saints. Back and forth game. Rams take the lead. Saints are marching down the field when K.R. Roby Coleman blatantly takes out the wide receiver Tommy Lee for the New Orleans Saints. After the ball was just arriving, no flag was thrown by the officials. The Saints kicked the field goal, taking it overtime. A big uproar took place, rightfully so, because it should have been a flag on that play. Should have been pass interference, and the Saints most likely would have won the game. Nevertheless, we go in overtime. Saints win the coin toss. And you think all justice has been righted because Drew Brees is getting the ball in overtime. He's going to march down the field. And they're about to take care of business as it's supposed to be done in regulation. Unfortunately, a name by the name of Dante Fowler Jr. comes around. Does a stunt around the corner. Knocks Drew Brees. Drew Brees throws a floater in the air that John Johnson III gladly picks off in Saints territory. And then Jared Goff proceeds to move the Rams down the field for a couple of plays. And good old Greg Zuerlein, Greg the Leg, kicks the game-winning field goal, sending the Rams to the Super Bowl into Atlanta when we ultimately fell short against the New England Patriots. And at that moment in time, Tom Brady and the Patriots won their 6th Super Bowl title and their 2nd one over us. That was the last time we saw the Superdome, and the last time we saw the New Orleans Saints. Until Sunday arrives. And when Sunday arrives at 1 p.m. on November 20th, it is the Los Angeles Rams at the New Orleans Saints. Saints 3-7 coming off that disappointing look that they had to the Pittsburgh Steelers in Pittsburgh, our home to take on the disappointing Rams as we spoke of already. Here's what we have. As of right now, Matthew Stafford is expected to clear concussion protocol, should I say. And he should be ready to go for the team against the Saints. And for the Saints, Andy Dalton will still be the starting quarterback for at least this game even though people are asking for a change to go back to Jameis Winston.
As of right now, on this Thursday, November 17th, 3 days out before Sunday, the Saints are a 3.5 favorite over the Rams, with ESPN giving the Saints a 53.6% edge over the Rams, with the Rams having a 45.8% edge this game. So, Ashton Robinson is questionable, Brent Allen is questionable, David Edwards is questionable. David Edwards is on reserve for the Saints. Cam Jordan is questionable, but most likely will play. Marshawn Lattimore, who's been missing a lot of games, he's questionable, so he's going to play. He's still questionable. Marcus Davenport is questionable. There's a lot of questionable things going on around here. We're not going to see Michael Thomas, so there'll be no Michael Thomas, Jalen Ramsey, like you're talking about. But Jarvis Landry is bad, so it could be Jalen Ramsey, Jarvis Landry. And, you know, there are Kendrick versus Chris Olave. It should be an interesting matchup for Rock Season or Nets. Matthew Stafford versus Andy Dalton. Stafford has thrown for just under 2,000 yards with 8 touchdowns, 8 picks. Andy Dalton has thrown for over 1,500 yards with 11 touchdowns and 7 picks. Alvin Kamara has 469 yards rushing with 1 touchdown. Derrick Henry has 274 yards rushing and 3 touchdowns. There will be no Cooper Kupp, who had 812 yards receiving and 6 touchdowns. But there will be a Chris Olave for the Saints, who has 658 yards receiving and 2 touchdowns. Allen Robinson, you're going to have to step up, sir. And if Marshawn Lattimore does play, you will be sharing Marshawn Lattimore, which means Van Jefferson, you're going to have to step up. Vince Carani, you're going to have to step up. And Tyler Higbee, you have to do something in the passing game as well, because DeMario Davis is at the middle linebacker spot for the New Orleans Saints. He's a little beast, or should I say, because that dude there knows how to make plays. So we got to find a way to contain Mr. DeMario Davis, along with trying to contain Cameron Jordan, Marcus Davenport, and that line, that front seven of the New Orleans Saints, with Gus Allison as the head coach and still running their defense. This is not an easy place to win, but Lamar Jackson and Baltimore Ravens did it on the Monday night 2 weeks ago, running the ball down the field, which we don't run the ball good. That, I went through the numbers for you. Like I said, points per game, we score 16.5 points a game. We have a total offense of 307 yards, with 239 coming from passing and 68 coming from rushing. The Saints defense gives up 25 points a game. They allow 344 yards a game. They allow 130.5 yards rushing, and they allow 214 passing. So they are better at passing than they are rushing. That should be interesting to see. When it comes to Matthew Stafford coming back into the lineup, our defense gives up 22 points per game, and the Saints score 22 points a game. The Saints average 372 a game, 252 passing, 120 rushing. The Rams give up 324 yards a game, allowing 228 passing yards a game, and just 96 yards rushing. So, contrasting styles here. Should be an interesting game to watch, to be honest. Despite both teams only being 3-7 and 3-6. But which defense wants to be the better defense? Is it the Rams defense or the Saints defense? And which offense wants to make the damn play? That's pretty much what it's going to come down to. Which offense wants to make the goddamn play to win the game? And which defense wants to be better? This is pretty much what this game is going to come down to. Do the Rams want to stop Alvin Kamara? You, Sean McVay, want to run the ball for once. You, our receivers, want to step up outside of Cooper, without Cooper Kupp on the field. Is anybody going to help Chris Olave for the Saints on the offensive side? Even though both teams are 3-6, 3-7, this could be a very tight, interesting game for down in New Orleans, Louisiana. Which quarterback doesn't make the mistakes? Does Sean McVay outwit the defensive minded that is Dennis Allen? There's a lot of things to look at here. Okay? There's a lot of things here. But, you know, it is the Rams. And it won't surprise me if the Rams lose, and it also won't surprise me if the Saints lose, because the Saints did get beat by the Pittsburgh Steelers. I do mean the Pittsburgh Steelers, so. Sunday is a test. We're going to the Superdome. We're playing the Saints. If we can make it a 4-6, that's good, because the following week, we're going to goddamn Arrowhead in Kansas City. That's all I got for on this episode of Rambly Talk, a little longer than usual, but hey, there's some things that need to be addressed before we got to this point here. So thank you for tuning in. Support us in every fashion that you can. This is on this episode and all of Rambly Talk is on all major platforms that you can think of. Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Amazon, Pandora, iHeartRadio. Enjoy your football weekend, ladies and gentlemen, and I'll be back next week to recap what takes place in the Superdome and previewing us going to goddamn Arrowhead. Have a good one.
Thank you for listening to your new episode of Rambly Talk. And if you enjoyed the episode, go ahead and subscribe to the podcast on your favorite platform, whether it be Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, and whatever else that you listen to Rambly Talk on. And for those of you who are iTunes and Apple Podcasts lovers, leave us a rate and review on those, and we'll gladly know how we're doing. Until next time, Donovan Peckermaker signing off.